Boy, it seems like a long time since I've been able to say this, but welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek, and it's so glad to be back with you here as I bring this radio show out of retirement. You know, all of the craziness in the world has just led me to believe that I'm supposed to be on the air on Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, hanging out with you, sitting around the coffee table, sharing a beverage, chatting about Jesus to give you some hope. So therefore, here we go. Following the Truth with Gary Zimek is back on the air. And I want to thank you for making it possible. When I went on Facebook and I announced that I planned to do this, and listen, it was a spur-of-the-moment decision. I just felt the Spirit moving me to get this program back on the air because I want to walk together with you each day, as we did for several years on Blog Talk Radio. Many of you might be aware that I was on the air for several years on Blog Talk Radio every night, talking about all kinds of different things, mainly chatting about Jesus and helping you to draw closer to Him. It's time to bring the show back, so with your help, with your donations, I went on Facebook Live and I talked about the need for donations to be able to fund this program and my full-time ministry, and you responded. And I'm going to ask you to keep responding. You'll hear me asking for donations because I need you to make this show stay on the air. I can't do this on my own, but I know you're going to come through for me. I fully believe that the Lord wants me to do this. We need to keep focused on Jesus during these times of turmoil. As for the format, I'm going to be chatting about some scripture. I'm not sure exactly how this is going to work, but for 30 minutes each night, you and me are going to be able to talk about Jesus. That's the plan. I'll let the Holy Spirit do the rest. I'll give you more details. Of course, I don't know many of the details yet. I'm still depending on the Spirit to let me know. But let's pray. Let's ask our Lord to bless the work that we are about to do, this relaunch of Following the Truth, and ask Him to open our minds and hearts. And I'm going to ask Him to give me the word. So if you would, please join me in prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, You are the way, You are the truth, You are the life. Lord, we need You right now more than ever. The world is constantly changing. It almost seems like every time we turn on the news, some new catastrophe has developed, mainly with the coronavirus. But Lord Jesus, You're in charge. You are unchanging. You are truth itself, Lord. And You're pure love, so You love us unconditionally, and You are all-powerful. So therefore, it doesn't matter what happens in the world. It's not going to affect our relationship with You, and it's not going to affect You. So, Lord, please continue to strengthen us. Give us what we need. Help us to remember Your presence. Help us to remember that during Lent, we're called to focus more on You. We're called to focus less on the things of the world, the distractions, and more on You. Well, Lord, You are making this happen this Lent. Your ways are a little unconventional, but You're making it happen, Lord. We're realizing that we are not in control, and I don't know if that's such a bad thing. I think it's good that You are leading us, but Lord, we ask that You have mercy on those who are suffering from this coronavirus. We know that Your heart is moved with pity for Your people, especially when they suffer. You understand the big picture. We don't always, but we know that You respond when we ask for mercy. So we turn to You, Lord, asking You to have mercy on us and all the people who are suffering from the effects of the coronavirus financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Have mercy on us all. Lord, keep us focused on You. Help us to keep focused on You. Open our hearts, open our minds to be able to hear You and respond to Your voice. Lord Jesus, please use me as Your instrument this day so that I can proclaim Your message to all of the listeners. And Jesus, I ask this in Your powerful and holy and sacred name through the intercession of Your blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, there you go. We talked to Jesus. I feel better. I feel empowered. Welcome to the resurrection, if you will, of Following the Truth. I'm going to be here Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio and then in all of the numerous podcast outlets where the show ends up, on iTunes and on Podbean or wherever it goes, Stitcher. It goes to a number of different podcast outlets, but it's going to be anchored in on Blog Talk Radio, which is where I've had the show for so many years. I'll make sure that I give you links so you can listen to the program, you can download it. I'm not sure of all the logistics because it's been a long time since I did the program. So it gets up on Blog Talk Radio and then it goes out into the other outlets. I'm not sure at one time we were a day behind, but since this is the first show, I really have to be honest with you, I'm not sure how this works. We're gonna do it together. We're going to play it by ear and we're going to talk about Jesus Christ. I want to point you to my website, followingthetruth.com. That's the place to get in touch with me if you need anything. followingthetruth.com. And I'll mention it at the end, but again, I have to say, especially since I'm just starting up, I'm going to need your help financially and spiritually as well. So followingthetruth.com, you can click on donate if you can help me sustain this this radio program and my full-time ministry. I would like to get monthly sponsors. That's the word I'm looking for. You can do it for as little as $10 a month, which translates to 33 cents per day. Having monthly sponsors really helps me greatly. And don't worry, I'm not going to keep harping on this, but at the beginning, I really have to let you know that I honestly need your help to get this thing up and running. So followingthetruth.com, just click on donate. You can donate securely, totally securely, through PayPal. You can make a one-time donation. I certainly appreciate that. But if you're able to give me a monthly subscription, it really helps. You can cancel it at any time. It's not anything you're obligated for. After 1 month, you could try it, then cancel it. But it just helps me know where the money's coming from so I can get the program, make sure that the program is running steady and that I have enough to sustain my ministry. Okay, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Let's talk about, this hit me, the Lord placed this on my heart, this particular passage from Psalm 31. I just want to share this with you. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have seen my affliction. That's from Psalm 31, verses 7 and 8. It's actually the entrance antiphon from Monday's daily mass. Let's break that down because I think that's such a powerful message for us. And you know, if you're new to the program, if you never listened to me in the past, if you've never read my books, I want you to know that you're going to hear a lot of scripture on this program. I am a Catholic Christian, but if you're evangelical or Protestant, you are not Catholic, you're going to love this show because we base it on scripture. You're going to hear a lot of scripture. We're going to talk about Jesus and a personal relationship with Jesus. We're going to talk about surrendering our lives to Jesus and accepting him as our Lord and our Savior. We're going to talk about the fact that we Catholics are saved by grace alone, through faith alone. That's important to remember. We believe that as Catholics. So again, if you're not Catholic, welcome. I'm so glad to have you on board. Let's work together to bring about more praise and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Because that's what matters right now. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. But just listen to this psalm. And again, this is Psalm 31, verses 7 and 8. As for me, I trust in the Lord. You know, that is something that each one of us has to make a decision to do. And that is a conscious choice. That is not a feeling, right? It's a conscious choice. It's not a feeling. In these crazy times, when every time I turn on the news, something else has gone wrong, or something else has been canceled, or a new declaration has been issued. Now in New Jersey, where I happen to live, we aren't allowed to go out, and they're going to start to enforce that, except for essential reasons like grocery shopping or if you're an essential employee. That's a little scary, I'll be honest with you. But when I focus on the fact that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, that's what the Bible says, and I believe it, Hebrews 13, 8. When I focus on that, when I focus that Jesus Christ has pity on people like me and like you, when I focus on the fact that he does not change and that he is all powerful, then my anxiety begins to dwindle a little bit. It begins to fade. And I think that's what we all need to remember. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, we're not going to experience the fear and the turmoil and the terror and the anxiety that we will if we focus solely on the news. Now, of course, I'm not saying don't be informed. Yes, be informed. but you need to limit your time spent on social media and watching the news and on the internet, because it's going to drive you crazy. It really is. I am not saying we bury our head in the sand. No, I am saying we concentrate, and that's why I feel that I'm supposed to be back on the air, that we concentrate on Jesus Christ, who is with us right now. He is real. The kingdom of God is real. Our Father in heaven is real. The Holy Spirit who dwells inside of us is real. This is not alternate reality. This is not escapism. This is reality. It's big time reality. But we have to make that decision to trust in the Lord. Now, we can do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was given to us by the Lord. It's His Spirit. It's the Spirit of Jesus living inside of us. So we cannot do this on our own, because on our own, we're going to fall. We're going to stumble. We're going to lose hope. But with the Holy Spirit working in us, we are able to say, as for me, I trust in the Lord. I know it's crazy out there. I know that this fear is justified. You know, sometimes you hear comments that this fear is not justified and that your faith is weak if you're afraid right now. No, this is a real danger. This is no laughing matter. This is no joke. The coronavirus is serious business. But we need to let our faith be bigger than our fear. We need to let our fear lead us to faith. You don't deny the fear. Fear is given to us. It's an instinctual emotion that we have. We use it to survive. It's something that was given to us. It's put in us. When God created us, He gave us the ability to be afraid. We should be afraid at times. Don't let anybody tell you you shouldn't be afraid. That's how we survive. If all of a sudden somebody shows up at my door with a machine gun, you better believe I should be afraid. But that fear shouldn't lead to worry. That fear should lead to some sort of action. So yeah, this coronavirus business, it's serious. It's real. But it should remind us that we are not in charge. We have never been in charge. And that only Jesus is secure and can give us the peace that we need. And He can give us the peace that we need. Don't forget that. And you know what's funny? I was thinking about this the other day. On the surface, everything has changed, right? We can't go out. We go to our grocery stores. Items are missing. We're afraid to get near people. Everybody's dealing with the fear of shaking hands and all that. That's again, understandably so. I get that. On the surface, everything's changed. But really, in reality, nothing has changed in our lives. And what I mean by that is you were never in control. You're not in control now. We just had this illusion of being in control. You see that? So the Lord was always in charge. Do you think for one minute, if the Lord decided that your time on earth was done, that you could do anything to prevent your death? No way. And that's why when you look at what's going on right now, you have to realize that everything that happens in this life, and several saints have said this, everything that happens in this life is allowed to happen by God. It's not an accident. When you start to think that way, and I understand why people think that way, well, God doesn't will evil. He doesn't will sickness. No, He doesn't. But He absolutely, 100%, positively allows it to happen so that He can bring greater good out of it. We are in the storm right now. We are in the storm, and the reason, you see this throughout Scripture, the reason that there are storms in life is so that our faith can increase and we can recognize that we need to repent, right? Because this whole crisis has reminded me of how many things I took for granted, including the Eucharist, including the ability to go to the grocery store and buy products, including the ability to come and go as I please, including the ability to choose what I would give up for Lent. Every Lent, I would go in saying, this is what I'm going to give up, right? I'm the guy in control. Not this year. None of us are in control this year. But you see, that's a good thing, because we can realize now that we need to turn back to the Lord. A lot of us have strayed. You know, we can't go comparing and say, well, this guy strayed worse than I strayed. No, we all strayed. Your sins and my sins, individually, they are the worst sins. I got to consider myself the most serious sinner on earth. Why? Because my sins are totally caused by me. I can't point to anybody else and say that I am causing them to sin. My sins are caused by me. Therefore, it's up to me to repent. It's up to me to control sins. I can't control your sins. I can give you advice. I can tell you what to do, but I can't control them. So yes, this is important for me to recognize that, Lord, I tried to wrestle control away from you of my life. Now you're reminding me. There's a bit of a correction going on. And look, it's going on around the world. I might as well answer the obvious question. But before I do, you know, one of the big parts of my daily radio program for so many years was the beverage du jour. If you're an old-time listener, if you're a long-time listener, that sounds a little better. You remember that. I would always have my beverage du jour. It would change every day. And I would invite you to bring a beverage of your choice so we could sit and hang out and chat about Jesus. If you're a longtime listener, you remember that. Today's beverage du jour, I got a nice can of Coca-Cola. I'm going to take a sip right now. That is good. I'm getting a little parched, so I had to take a sip of my beverage. One of these days, I'll have to tell you about the time. I don't remember what it was. I think it was fudge. There were monks who were selling fudge, and I think I wanted to try some on the air, so I took I started to chew it. Somebody got so annoyed at me, and they wrote to me and said, I'm not listening to your show anymore. You're eating on the air. That's rude. I was just trying to be casual and relaxed, but I'm not going to do that anymore. Anyway, you know the deal. In the future, or if you're new, you might not know the deal, bring a beverage, bring a snack. You can eat all you want. I'm just not going to do it because I'm the host. Anyway, what the heck was I talking about? See, I lost my train of thought. I really did. But the thing that we honestly need to remember is this is a chance for us to repent. This is a chance for us to recognize that we've taken control away from the Lord, or we've attempted to take control away from Him. We want to turn back to Him. We want to surrender. You know, for a lot of people, a lot of men especially, that's a bad word. But really, in reality, if you're going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, if you're going to be His follower, you need to surrender your life to Him. And what does that mean? It means you make that choice, again, a conscious decision. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Same thing with surrender. As for me, I surrender to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. In other words, you're the boss, and I'm the follower. You are in charge, Lord. How do we know that we are truly surrendered to the Lord? There's a really simple way to do it. I don't want to shake you up because this could be a little uncomfortable, but the way you know that you are fully surrendered to the Lord is when you accept whatever happens to you without complaining. That doesn't mean you don't pray for change. It's totally acceptable to pray for change, but accepting everything that happens, the unpleasant things, the fact that you are under quarantine right now, the fact that you can't go out, the fact that your plans have been canceled, the fact that you have an upset stomach, the fact that you're stuck in traffic, etc., etc. If you accept that without complaining, you are basically telling the Lord, you're in charge, and I'm okay with it. It's such a simple thing, but for me, that's always been difficult because I'm a complainer. I'm a whiner. So we're going to work on this together if you think you have that kind of problem. But getting back to what I was saying earlier, anything that happens in life is allowed to happen by the Lord. He does not will it. He does not force it, but He allows it to happen to bring a greater good out of it. And throughout the Bible, you'll see that whenever His people, starting way back with the Israelites as they wandered in the desert for 40 years, when they begin to stray too much, the Lord has to remind them that He is in charge. So anyway, that's what I was going to talk about. I figure if I talk long enough, the Holy Spirit's going to remind me of what the heck I was saying. The big question is, do I think this is the end of the world? I'm going to answer it right off the top of my head, immediately, without a doubt. No, I do not. I do not think this is the end of the world. I think if that was going to happen, it would have either happened quickly or people would be getting this coronavirus and nobody would be recovering. I think a lot of people are recovering, and that's a sign that this is not the end of the world. Again, just my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. But I think it is a huge wake-up call, and I think it is an incredible outpouring of God's mercy. And He's basically saying to us, and mainly to me, you know, He's saying it to a lot of people, but I'm feeling it. I'm giving you more time, But I just want you to remember that you're not in charge, and that one day you're going to have to face me in judgment. You know, and that really, to me, I find that very motivating. It motivates me to really to turn away from those things that aren't good, those things that lead me away from Jesus, and to accept his commandments, to follow him, to love him, to love him through other people, to do those things that I don't really want to do because they're uncomfortable. You know, that's what this is, in my opinion. This is a wake-up call. This is a reminder that we are not in charge and that we all better wake up. And again, I'm not going to point fingers at anybody else. We all know what's going on in the world, but what I am concerned about mainly is the junk that's going on in my own life, the many ways that I have strayed. Once we start looking at other people, then we've got to be really careful about that. Jesus consistently talks about that in the Gospels. When we start to feel self-righteous, he reminds those of us who feel that way, and look, I'm guilty of this. He reminds those of us who begin to feel self-righteous that don't think you're better. Don't think that it's you who is being good. It's the Holy Spirit giving us the grace to be good. I can be good if the Holy Spirit lets me. But the thing is, I'm not doing this on my own. This is grace that's helping me. But this is a reminder, I think, for all of us to look internally. And look, what a perfect season to do this. The season of Lent is just the perfect time to look inside and to recognize those areas that need to be cleaned up and then to do something about them. That's what we're called to do during Lent. And yeah, this coronavirus thing is a huge wake-up call. But that's my opinion. And whatever the case, we all, relatively speaking, have a short time left on this earth. Some of us more so than others. But look, we're not talking about a huge amount of time. Our lifespan doesn't amount to all that much when you compare it to eternity. Let's take it one day at a time. Let's do our best to follow Jesus. He's going to do the hard work. All we have to do is cooperate with the grace that he gives us. So as for me, I trust in the Lord, Psalm 31. Let me be glad and rejoice in your mercy. Let me be glad and rejoice in your mercy. Be glad, rejoice. These are two things, conscious decisions. These are two verbs. Be glad, rejoice in your mercy. It's not a feeling. I can be glad. I can choose to be glad. I can choose to rejoice. Why? Because Jesus is merciful. The Divine Mercy devotion is a huge one. It's something that I've grown so fond of. Everything that happens to us is somehow an expression of the Lord's mercy. He is merciful. He gives. He does not treat us as we deserve. He is merciful. Let me be glad and rejoice in your mercy. And one way to see, you know, look, let's be honest. There have been times, I don't know about you, but in my life, if the Lord had taken me at numerous times in my life and I was judged, I would be in big trouble. I'm still not ready. That's why every day that the Lord gives me, I think this is a chance for me to try to do a little bit better. And that's mercy. He's giving us more time. Isn't that cool? He's giving us time so that we can really listen to him. It's funny. His message never changes. Repent. Believe in the good news. Mark 1:15, one of my favorite verses. The time has come. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news, or believe in the gospel. That's the choice for all of us. Now's the time. Jesus is passing by. He is here, and he's waiting for us to accept his mercy and to turn our lives around. Today, now's the time. You're hearing this program. I am speaking. We are both alive at this moment. Thanks be to God. Let me be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have seen my affliction. One definition of mercy that I have heard is mercy is love that encounters suffering and does something about it. Mercy is love that encounters suffering and does something about it. So if you're an anxious person, if you are overcome by fear, if you are suffering because of past sins, if you are suffering because you're so overwhelmed by the coronavirus news, if you're suffering because you have a severed relationship with somebody, for any number of reasons, mercy is love, mercy is love that encounters suffering and does something about it. The Lord is merciful. He wants to reach out to you and take away the suffering that is caused by separation from Him. Yeah, there's going to be suffering in life, but when you walk with the Lord, that suffering is going to also be accompanied by peace. But He's merciful. He wants to take care of you. He wants to wrap you in His arms and give you the peace that you look for. That's the deal. Are you ready to accept it? That's a decision that each one of us has to make. All right, so that's, believe it or not, we are at the end of today's show. Wasn't that fun? I had a good time. Hey, I hope you'll come back tomorrow. God willing, I plan to be here. Followingthetruth.com. That's my website. If you could go there, send me an email, let me know what you think about the new show, possibly make a donation to help me stay on the air securely through PayPal. Just go to donate and you can do that. The show is always going to be free. I won't charge for this program, but I know the Lord's going to give me the people to fund this program and my ministry, because right now all of my speaking work has been canceled for the time being, and who knows when that's going to be back. So you're going to help me. I know that the Lord's going to help me through you, and I'm going to be here for you. As long as I can, I'm going to be here. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I promise to keep you in my prayers. Now, I want you to keep me and my family in your prayers, if you would. Also, if you have any questions, just contact me through followingthetruth.com. Or you can just send me an email. This isn't too complicated. Gary@followingthetruth.com. See? Pretty simple stuff. It is such an incredible pleasure to be back on the air with you. Spread the word that Following the Truth with Gary Zimak is back on the air, in addition to my weekly show. That's something separate. You'll find out about that. We can talk about that more later. But right now, know that I plan to be with you here every night. I'll be praying for you. You pray for me. It's going to work out good. Remember, make the choice to trust in the Lord, because He is merciful. All right? I'm going to see you next time, God willing. And again, thank you for everything. I'll be praying for you. Hang in there. Be not afraid. And I look forward to talking to you again. See ya.